This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This program, the DJV Show, is a product of your habit. You've made a habit of joining us at certain times of the day. Well, we can make it even better for you if you'd like. The DJV Show is available all day, every day. Just go to djvshow.com, click on the word listen, and you can hear us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How about that, boys and girls? Pretty exciting stuff, huh? You can have Jennifer in your ear, Victoria in your ear, Kara and me in your ear. Wow. How exciting is that? Jennifer Horn, Victoria, Keelan, Kara, Shillen, Doug, Stefan, in your ear. And for the things that make this habitual, things we're well known for, discussing our issues, the things that go on in the world, that you're probably not going to hear discussed too many other places. For example, Jennifer now has an update on what's going on in Area 51. All right, Jen.
We've heard a lot about Area 51 ever since the Facebook page started that attracted over 2 million people to RSVP for the storming of Area 51. Well, this week, Nevada officials have issued an emergency declaration. They're taking this very seriously ahead of Storm Area 51, the raid that's supposed to happen next month in September. They're fearing that they could be overwhelmed by all the people who are trying to show up and, quote, see them aliens.
See them aliens, yeah.
The Lincoln County Commission chairman is Varlin Higby, and he said that they are taking this very seriously. He feels like there could be about 35,000 to 40,000 people showing up that could overwhelm this small area of the desert. The county commission reportedly approved a declaration on Monday in preparation for the surge. 2 million people have already RSVP'd on Facebook and said they are interested in going. The guy behind all of this is Matty Roberts. He's tried to downplay the event because he doesn't want to get in trouble. Since he created the Facebook page as a joke, the Facebook page is titled Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. He did it as a joke back in June, but it's been continuing to gain momentum even now. Let's see them aliens, he wrote in a post. If we run, we can move faster than their bullets. A disclaimer was placed on the page saying, hello, U.S. government, this is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with this plan. I just thought it would be funny and get me some thumbsy uppies on the Internet. But officials are laughing at this one. And so now the city council in Lincoln County, or the county council commission, voted 4-0 to approve an emergency declaration, which will give the state the ability to supply resources if needed.
Great. Well, and more people are watching the Netflix documentary on Area 51 now, too. And so I think they will have a lot of people who will show up out of curiosity to see what, you know, what's there.
All right. Let's see what else is going on around the country, shall we? Let's move to Florida, where a lot of people identify Florida with the iconic palm trees. That's certainly in Palm Beach County, but all over south and east and western Florida as well. So it seems these trees are under attack from a fatal disease that turns them into dried crisps in just a few months. No chance for recovery once they get sick. Spread by rice-sized plant-hopping insects, the small infestation that started on Florida's Gulf Coast has spread around the state. In just 10 years, tens of thousands of palm trees have died from this bacterial disease, the pace of its spread increasing, adding to a lot of the problems the state already has to save other the citrus trees, for example. There are a lot of diseases affecting them. There are diseases affecting most trees, whether you know it or you don't. The official tree is the palm tree, the sable palm. Especially susceptible Florida nurseries and businesses, homeowners, are taking a big hit because they are having to cut down these trees. If they're infected, they burn them. Some preventative, you know, a lot of these bugs, I know one of the fellows that works for me on the farm, the lady in his life works for the federal government, and all she does is go around New England and inspect trees to figure out what it is. She was a botanist in college, and so she's...
That's a sweet gig.
Yeah,
kidding.
Well, she identifies them, and then they figure out what to do to save them, or they try to get to the trees in these locations before, you know, there's Dutch elm disease. There's some new viral disease that came from China, and the Chinese have, who knows whether this is purposeful or not, in pallets. When you buy goods from China, they come over, as for most places, on pallets. And the wood that was used to make the pallets is infested with some kind of a bug that once it gets here, it survives in the pallet and gets into the ground and has been attacking trees. And I forget, like the hard, there's a particular type of apple tree that they attack. It has rough bark. And they get into the bark. You can't spray for them. You know, all the sprays have been wimped out anyway. We've had this big to-do about E-triple-E here, equine encephalitis, and worrying about mosquitoes and everything at night closed down, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's worried about a couple of cases. I mean, it's horrible if you get it, but it's not like everybody's going to die. But in an attempt to get rid of the mosquitoes, they're out now spraying neighborhoods with some kind of a spray that kind of kills the mosquitoes, but doesn't really. It's not like, I mean, the problem is the old stuff they used to use killed the mosquitoes, but killed everything else too. Horrible stuff to breathe. And they're trying to come up with some kind of, that's what this woman does that I was talking about. They're doing research to try to figure out how to stave off all of these bugs that are coming here. There are, in the case of palm trees where, you know, in California and Arizona, you know, that's not good. Not only have palm trees, they also have
so many
of
limitations on what can be used in our
state,
though.
Right.
I mean, we've been talking for, you know, endlessly about the homeless problem, which brings in rats.
Yeah.
And one of the things that have even, like, some of the most liberal ticked off in California is that they won't allow rodenticide. So they won't allow rat poison to kill the rats, even though people are getting typhoid and typhus from them because of the environmental risk. So
that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
Well,
and, you know, I'm as liberal as, you know, as can be.
A lot of people feel like you out here and are as liberal as can be, but they go, wait a second, if we're all going to get bubonic plague, why aren't we using...
Well,
the same thing is said for the trees. A lot of times they'll just cut down the trees instead of actually try to figure out a way to prevent that, which seems counterproductive to me.
But it doesn't kill the bugs.
Trees,
it just kills the tree.
Right.
It doesn't kill the bug.
The bugs just go on to the next tree. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, I live on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, which is rat central. Even though it's the nicest part of Manhattan, it's also just lots and lots of rats. And they have, you know, you see the big black rat traps. They go in, they eat the poison, and they leave. They're all over the place. And that's probably the most liberal area of Manhattan, even. And no one cared about the rats.
Here's the other part of this. That there are the rat traps that catch the rats have rats in them, and the dogs come around and they get into the traps. They eat the rats. They get the poison in their system and kill the dogs.
Well, there are signs all over Manhattan that said, obviously, you know,
dogs read the signs. Yeah.
If you're an owner, no dog has died on the Upper West Side unless it was a stray and it ate that. But no dogs on a leash are eating that.
No,
traps aren't right in the middle of the sidewalk.
Well, but there are other places where that has happened, though, not necessarily in New York, where dogs have gotten a hold of, or other animals, cats. Get a hold of them.
Well, cats, yeah. I've seen some dead stray cats because they went in and, you know, and ate the poison, but, you know.
All right, well, good riddance to the rats anyway. In Michigan, elsewhere around the country, let's move up to the steel, that's the car state, the auto state, or used to be. Now there are plants all over the country, but it started in Michigan. And there are the United States Steel Corporation, which has enjoyed a resurgence since Trump came into office because of different policies and stuff, a focus on American steel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it appears a couple of hundred workers in the U.S. steel plant in Michigan are going to be without a job for a while. They have U.S. steel people halting production because this could last 6 months, by the way, or more, because of the tariffs on steel and aluminum and stuff. So we've got kind of around full circle here with this stuff. We were buying steel, too much of it from overseas, so now we rejuvenate our steel business. You'd like to think that the leaders really do think about repercussions or ramifications. I don't know that people have. I talk about it in terms of farmers all the time. These trade wars, which have an end that is desirable for us, because if things go the way we're told they would go, we would be better off. But they've gotten so much into, it's like the bugs we were talking about. You know, this stuff has gotten into the fabric of our society, and we're, you know, used to what the relationships are with NAFTA, and then CETO, and then the stuff with the Chinese. CETO was the Southeast Asian Treaty, and that was the same kind of thing as NAFTA, and it had the same impact on Japan and other the Vietnam products, Cambodia, China, and it's ruined a lot of businesses in our country, those deals. And so now that we've gotten used to how to live with them, we're going to go back to the old ways, and that's ruining businesses. So damned if you do and damned if you don't. Not a good situation for us to be in. I hope the heck it gets resolved, especially for the benefit of the American family farmer, as soon as possible. It's 18 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth. Teenagers can communicate entirely in emojis.
How was the birthday party? Pizza slice, kitten, soccer ball, pineapple?
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
What are you talking about? Paperclip, shoulder shrug, high five, wizard hat? What?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching.
I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Where are you going to go with this one?
I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go?
This is the quintessential
I'm going to some place where I've never been.
Going up to the country. It actually is calling going up the country.
Water tastes like wine.
Water tastes like wine.
I'm going where the
I like that kind of water.
So did Jesus. The ladies of the DJV show listening to Canned Heat. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, because the bassist for Canned Heat, Larry Taylor, has passed away at the age of 77. Described as an L.A. boogie rock band. Around in the 60s and 70s, this fellow passed away at his home after a 12-year battle with cancer. He was a session player, appeared in half a dozen albums that the Monkees had, John Mayall, Tom Waits, Albert King, Leo Kottke, the Blasters, Sunnyland Slim. This guy was his career lasted because he was a session player, whereas with other people, sometimes they stayed session players through their careers, 40, 50 years, with some of those people who were in not only the Wrecking Crew, people like that. And then there are people like Glenn Campbell who started and then went off on their own. Anyway, Mr. Taylor was best known for his work with Canned Heat. The self-titled debut album came out in 1967 after the band's appearance at the Monterey Pop Festival. They performed alongside The Who and The Grateful Dead and Big Brother and The Holding Company. I'll tell you. It was a slam band group. The Big Brother Holding Company, they were just pretty outrageous. Otis Redding also played with the Jefferson Airplane, worked with them. Taylor was known as The Mole. Came from New York City, performed with Canned Heat from 67 to 70 during their star-making turn at the Woodstock Festival. He reunited with his bandmates a number of times over the years through 1999. He started his career at 18. He was touring with Jerry Lee Lewis before becoming the resident bassist for made-for-TV band The Monkees. He played in Last Train to Clarksville and the theme from The Monkees. Hey, hey, we're The Monkees! People say we monkey around. You got that one? You got that one, Kara? Hey, hey, we're The Monkees.
People say we monkey around.
There we go. That's
some of the catchiest songs.
I know, they're fun.
The TV show was stupid, but the music was great.
Oh, it was fun.
It was stupid. Anyway,
oh my gosh, it was a kids show.
I know, it was still stupid.
It would have been weird, actually, if you were sitting there watching the Monkees TV show.
Hey, we're the Monkees! People say we monkey around. Next up here on the music scene, Dwight Yoakam. Another debuter in Vegas for a six-night residency. An evening with Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat take place between December 4th to the 14th. I'm surprised. I didn't think he had that kind of a draw, but apparently the wind does. Otherwise, they wouldn't have signed him up. He's going to treat the audience to, he says, a musical exploration and storytelling. The stories, the sounds emerging from Bakersfield, beginning with the Dust Bowl. Man, that'll be a hot time. Yoakam performing a variety of the music influenced and created the Bakersfield and California country rock genre. Actually, crank this up a little, Kara. This is actually not bad, frankly.
Almost like you, girl, teaching me brand new ways to be cruel. Find my mind now, I guess
he's got a part. I actually always liked him from my days of playing country music on the radio. Which was
I like that California country sound. Yeah. If I was in Vegas, I think this is one I would definitely want to see. I also love him as an actor. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, you can see him around. All right, that's the Dwight Yoakam story, 28 after on the DJV story.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is implementing a new policy that would allow the indefinite detention of migrant families. ACLU attorney Mutha Growal.
We can expect to see this in court before it goes into effect.
The rule would replace a decades-old court agreement that says migrant children must be released after 20 days. Under the new plan, migrant families would stay together but would be held indefinitely while judges consider their asylum requests. So far this year, 470,000 families have been apprehended at the border. President Trump is pushing back on claims that he's flip-flopping on new gun safety measures. He says he still has an appetite for background checks for gun buyers.
We have a lot of background checks right now. Gun owners can tell you that, others can tell you that. But there are certain weaknesses. We want to fix the weaknesses.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Four minutes past the hour. It's the TJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria rolling along. And,
what? Whoops.
Sorry.
What a whoops. Hi.
Don't listen to me at all.
What did you do? You slipped on a banana peel? That's what I did. I slipped on a banana peel.
But we're
peel.
Getting ready to talk about trending stories.
Yes, we are. And Robert De Niro is trending. Victoria following all New York, all things New York. Are in the purview of Victoria. So what's going on with De Niro?
Well, this is kind of an entertaining story. Robert De Niro's company has filed a $6 million embezzlement lawsuit against a former employee for all kinds of naughty behavior. And his company's called Canal Productions, and they filed a suit against a woman named Chase Robinson in New York State Court. She began working for De Niro in 2008 as his assistant, and then she ended up working her way all the way up to vice president of production and finance at Canal Productions. She was making $300,000 a year. She resigned this spring amongst concerns that she was engaging in corporate sabotage. Now, the reason that they claim that this is corporate sabotage is she had apparently run up huge, huge bills, extravagant hotel and restaurant charges. She used millions of De Niro's personal frequent flyer miles. That's a no-no. The lawsuit also claims she spent over $12,000 in unauthorized charges at Paola's restaurant. restaurant, which is a ritzy kind of place where a lot of celebs go. And she racked up $9,000 at Dean and DeLuca and Whole Foods, $32,000 for Ubers and taxis. And she also used the company American Express card to charge lavish trips, floral arrangements, iPhones, Ubers, Louis Vuitton handbags, dog sitters, and pricey dinners. Now, here's one other thing that's kind of interesting that you don't see in a lawsuit often. They also claim that she was binge-watching Netflix. While she was on the job, they say that she rarely came into the office, and when she did, she spent hours binge-watching TV shows, including, here's the list, 55 episodes of Friends in the span of 4 days.
She was stressed
in January.
Out.
Yeah. Really? So 55 episodes of Friends in 4 days in January, 20 episodes of Arrested Development, and 10 episodes of Schitt's Creek over a four-day period in March. They said watching shows on Netflix was in no way related to the duties and responsibilities that she had, and so they basically forced her out, and now they want $6 million back for all of these damages and essentially just her wasting the company time and money. So reminder, kids, when you're at work, make sure you mind your P's and Q's and don't Netflix and chill while you're at work, because people know these things.
Right.
They can
no
track
listening
you.
To SiriusXM while you're on the air, and all that stuff.
Just listen to us.
But who, the other side of it is, though, who is her immediate supervisor? Was De Niro her immediate who was over her?
Yeah.
That Archer
well, she
had
was
been
vice
watching?
President of production and finance, so someone must have been the president there. So
yeah.
I don't know, but that's a lot of money to spend, and to take De Niro's millions of his frequent flyer miles, that's pretty ballsy too.
Yeah.
I would love to have a job where I get paid and then watch all, watch Friends and shit.
How did she get promoted? How did she get to that position?
I don't know.
But
starting as an assistant and working her way up, I don't know.
You can do that, Victoria. You're
I can, actually, yes.
Yeah, right.
But I'd like to be paid $300,000 a year to do it, like she was.
Well, let's see. Who can we check in with to make that possible? Meanwhile, back in the reality department here, not that that's their reality, more of a reality for people these days is a focus on the wacky weed. So I thought I'd bring you up to date on a couple of things that are going on in the wacky weed department. One of them is quite good, depending on your point of view. We all are hearing stories. I was just this whole thing that's on, I think it's on Showtime, the story of Patrick Swayze's life and how he came to a horrible end with pancreatic cancer. One of many examples, and I think I said this the other day because we talked about someone else who had pancreatic cancer and didn't look like there was much in the offing other than death, because it's a really horrible disease. 3% of all cancer deaths in America come from pancreatic cancer. The survival rate is less than 20%. So it's the second leading cause of cancer in America. The illness is, when you hear about it, somebody told you that, whereas there's optimism with a lot of cancers, you can fight them and win. It's been pretty discouraging. But now there's some pretty interesting good news. There's this will be talked about by a lot of the doctor programs, including our Good Day Health show. I'll talk to Ken Kronhaus about this. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute here in Boston has done some work on a new drug, and the story is out in the magazine Frontiers of Oncology. There's a derivative of cannabis. It's a flavonoid that's found in specifically just cannabis. This compound apparently can be used successfully to fight and beat pancreatic cancer. This is huge news.
Wow, that's amazing.
Huge news. A therapeutic potential for this. It's all over the Boston papers today. This plant, which we all know, we know the controversy and stuff, and most of you listen to me know that I am in the process of getting licensed and going to build a cannabis production facility on my farm. And so even if I don't use it, I'm looking at all the stuff that we're doing would be medicinal, working toward helping people who have various diseases and stuff, and find that cannabis is good. in many ways for treating, and I had no idea. We had no idea. We started this. This is something that just in the last 24 hours has come out. It's a tumor-targeted delivery, apparently, that comes from the cannabis that enables metastatic tumors like this to be killed. And this is pancreatic cancer is nothing. That's usually a death sentence. They've been studying this. They've demonstrated the treatment apparently on the usual rats and that kind of stuff. And it attacks not only the cancer cells of pancreatic cancer, but other cancer cells as well. But they started with pancreatic cancer because that's the most devastating. Keeps it from metastasizing and basically just kills it. It is. So see where that goes. Then there's the study that's going on now about the value of cannabis in terms of tax revenue. Because you know all the bloodthirsty curs that run local government. I listen, watch these characters here as they try to figure out what we're going to pay in taxes, and they're salivating. They all now want to take credit. They all wanted to kill it before. Now they see the tax revenue possibility. Oh, this is great. This is good for the city. Ah, yeah, a bunch of phonies. Anyway, there have been a number of states bringing in lots of money, taxes on legal marijuana, more states considering it because of the financial benefits, among other things. The cash windfall, though, is not predictable. It depends, like in California, it's been a big disaster because there's so much free, or not free, but there's so much, quote-unquote, illegal weed on the market. People are used to buying it, so they're not going to new places and pay more money for it. They get it from their old suppliers, right, Jennifer? You see that in Nevada as well, and California, not in Colorado. Colorado has managed this. Of all the states, California, Washington, Oregon, Colorado, a couple of other states, Colorado has by far handled this thing very intelligently.
They also had a longer amount of time to do it because they're getting it right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Last year, Washington State made $420 million from marijuana. That's more than alcohol and tobacco combined. Colorado has surpassed $1 billion in tax revenue from pot. The study looks at marijuana around the country, which will be legalized. The next thing that's going to happen, the banking rules are going to change this year, late in the year, and the next year there will be... There's already legislation floating around to make it a state's rights issue so that it's not anymore a federal issue. You want it in your state? Vote it in. You're going to have it. The feds are not going to get involved in this anymore. And one of the reasons they aren't is because they see the billions in potential revenue. The nationwide estimate is for $132 billion a year in tax revenue from this stuff. That's what they're looking at. No, they don't give a damn about how well it helps people, medical, all that stuff. Nah. It's 17% revenue growth in the states that have legalized it and run it well every year, Colorado being the main among them. So, what do you think of that, ladies?
I'm all for it. I think, why not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's being used anyway. You might as well, make it legal. And that's why I think the feds, they've looked at it. And they see, I think I talked about this on the air last week. There's a local drug enforcement group of police here in Middlesex County, where I live in Massachusetts, and they raided some woman's home, and the video was all over. It was viral. Everyone around the country was looking at it. And it made Framingham look stupid. The guys who went in, first of all, they were all hugely overweight, looked ridiculous. The police, they're supposed to have they were dressed in shorts and T-shirts. And they went into this home, and they basically held the woman and her children at bay while they waited for a warrant to seize 20 marijuana plants, $1,000 in cash, and a couple of guns. So that's the marijuana task force. And then some of the reporters started asking questions about, how much money have we spent? Well, how long have we been spent? Oh, we've been tracking these people for years. Huh? For 20 marijuana plants and a couple of guns and $1,000? How much money did we spend tracking these people? That's the worst case scenario. These are the toughest guys you can go after. And it became a joke. The people are really angry at the police because of this, as well they ought to be. Resources. They all complain they don't have enough resources, they don't have enough people, they don't have enough cars. This is not going to help their cause, this kind of stuff. So anyway, it's very interesting to reflect on, though, the changes in mores and standards in society. It really is from when we were all kids. 46 and change after the hour here on the DJB program.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month, lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Aspiring authors and artists in the sci-fi and fantasy arena now have an outlet to finding a wider audience, thanks to the American writer L. Ron Hubbard Achievement Award, now in its 36th year. Hubbard created the award in 1983 to help foster new talent within the genre. For writers, the contest is a chance to have their work judged by professional authors who are among the masters of the sci-fi and fantasy genre, and to be discovered by a wide audience. There's no entry fee, and entrants retain all publication rights to their work. Prizes range from $1,000 for first place, $750 for second, and $500 for third every 3 months. One of these 4 quarterly first place winners is selected as the grand prize winner for the year, receiving the L. Ron Hubbard Golden Pen Award and an additional $5,000 cash. A similar judging protocol and prize structure exists for illustrators. Writers can enter at www.writersofthefuture.com/enter-writer-contest. Illustrators can enter at writersofthefuture.com/enter-the-illustrator-contest.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, fun time now. If you have a pet, pay attention. I have pet cows. There they are. Warren Eckstein, who hosts the weekend radio program, The Pet Show. Find the info on The Pet Show and where it is at thepetshow.com. He also has a fabulous line that he's created over decades of minerals and vitamins for dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Also, you can get them for cats as well. And I think he's working on new ones. Don't you have Hugs and Kisses for fish coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, and grasshoppers are next.
Yes! Good idea. I was wondering about that. All right, meanwhile, the study is in, and there are direct results. Warren took interest in this. There's a problem, apparently, with dogs, and we were just recounting some of this stuff off the air about what happens when your dog gets involved in you having romance with your partner. So how do the dogs handle all that? Sometimes they get excited themselves, don't they? I've seen that.
Well, let's take a look at what the dog visualizes. First of all, the dog may not understand exactly what you're doing. He has some sense of what's happening and could react in one of several ways. Dogs see sex in exchange of energy, and perhaps more importantly, a redirection of attention. But here's the big thing. Dogs don't understand what's going on. There are sounds, and sometimes the dogs think the other person is being hurt and will react
right
to that.
Yes.
So it's kind of not a normal thing for a dog to be around. So I really suggest, and you know, I love my animals being around me 24/7, but there are times you got to close the door, guys, and that's one of the times you got to do it. I get a lot of emails and a lot of calls from people that really do have this as a problem. They live in an apartment, and when they get in a relationship and they start having a physical relationship, that their dog or in some cases their cat overreacts and can actually break up a relationship. So just understand that the dog doesn't see sex the way we do it. Very often they visualize it as their guardian being hurt, the loss of attention, or they just think that you're playing and they want to get involved. So don't yell at your dog. Just kind of close the door and put a movie on from outside and let them watch. But it is a big problem. It's not that uncommon as people would think.
Yeah. No. And how you deal with it is, I think, very important. A way of overviewing.
Well, it can also cause a territorial
life
reaction.
Is about. Oh yeah, it's territorial, very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Who's taking over my territory? Who's hurting my person? So it's something to consider if you're single and or married and having sex and the dog seems or cat seems to get in the way. Just close the door. Don't have sex. The choice is yours.
Charlotte was very demonstrative when it came to that. My pal Charlotte, pretty amazing. All right, now that could be a situation. Like many others, that causes stress in the dog's life. There are things that change. We all have change in our lives. So how do dogs and cats react to stress? I know you've been looking at this. What's the and are there times in the year or times in a dog's life when there's more stress than at other times?
Yeah, anytime there's change, the divorce going on, the interaction between people can cause stress, a new kid arriving in the household, an elderly person moving in, moving to a new location, all of that is stress indicators for dogs. But here are some of the things you need to look for. If you notice your dog, or in some cases cats, all of a sudden, deep, forceful panting. If you notice your dog panting hard and it's not really hot, that's a good indication of stress. Also, when a dog is stressed out, there's an increased urination factor because they get nervous, they're going to urinate more as a territorial thing. Yawning. A lot of people say, why is my dog yawning? Very often a dog will yawn, which, by the way, is one of the most common signs of a dog in stress is when they yawn. It's different than the yawn when they want to go to sleep. Shaking, shivering, obviously. Confusion. A dog that's stressed out will be confused. Do I want to go outside? Do I not want to go outside? You let him out. He wants to come back in. Whining, growling. And here's a big one a lot of people don't realize. They think it's cute. But if all of a sudden you think that your dog may be stressed out, you might notice him stretching a lot more. The more they stretch is a way of alleviating anxiety as well. Also, one of the ways dogs alleviate stress, and that's why there are so many dog chewing problems, dogs don't have hands, so they alleviate stress with their mouth. So when you have a dog that's an excessive chewer or a dog that's not normally a chewer, that's all of a sudden chewing like crazy, indicative it might be a sign of stress. So these are things. Here's what I do. I say watch your dog every day. Watch your cat every day. Look what normal behavior is like. And if you notice any changes, such as the ones I just recommended, then it's time for you to take some type of action. Because stress on our dogs and cats has the same effect on people. It can really affect them physiologically, their entire health.
Daisy does stretch in the morning, not much during the rest of the day, but she licks her paws. And that was a sign of something. I forgot to ask you that last week.
The first thing a mother does when a baby is born is they lick their paws in the dog world. So when a dog is stressed out, they'll lick their paws. It takes them back to that infantile stage where their mother licked them to make them feel more comfortable.
Why is she stressed, though, would be the question.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Warren Eckstein, check out all the advice he gives by listening to The Pet Show. Find the audio at thepetshow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.